listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new, free, and very cool fantasy NFL draft game. The first contest is live right now. Sign it up on ClevelandBrowns.com today. Do so. And on the line with us now is Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Well, Doug, I'm sure your offensive line pedigree is going to make you very happy about this, plus the fact that you know the guy well and you have great respect for the guy and like the guy. But Alex Mack signs the offer sheet with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nathan and I believe this is the first step toward him returning to this football team, because it looks like, based on everything we're reading in media reports, that this is an offer the Browns can and will match.
Yeah, and I think it's a win-win for both sides. I mean, what, his first couple of years, he's going to average, what, $8 million? And the original, if he was as a transition, was, what, $10 million guaranteed? Yeah. So, you know, in that regard, it sounds like the Browns make a couple, save a couple million. But on the other hand, you know, for Alex to have an opt-out after 2 years, if he doesn't think that the program is going in the direction that, you know, everybody hopes it's going to be, then, you know, he can pursue something else. So, you know, in, you know, Alex, the thing about him is, you know, he's played every snap. He's very dependable. He's smart. You're going to have a new quarterback, you know, although Brian was here last year, but that's only two games into it, so that he got by. So, you know, to have that security blanket in front of you, I think that's important. And, you know, he's probably one of the smartest, if not the smartest, centers in the league.
And he fits what Kyle Shanahan wants to do to a T. Deke, always good to talk to you. With this Mac deal and the fact that it's happening now, how valuable is it to know that he's actually going to be in here sooner than if he had waited till the very end and then signed his transition tag in the summer?
Well, I think, you know, Alex is a smart guy, and I think, you know, he realized what the timing meant. It's not about me and the money and getting some money. It's about getting a deal that I like, but by the same token, you know, helping the football team that I'm going to be playing for. And, you know, as it appears, that football team is going to be the Browns. You know, a lot of guys, you know, might just say, you know, well, I'm going to put this off so I don't have to go to OTAs and stuff like that. I think Alex, you know, in this regard, to, you know, giving the ball clubs a fair shake.
And again, I know we haven't seen this happen yet, but our expectation is, before the next time we talk to you again on the show, Doug, is that it will happen. But they match this deal. What kind of a statement does that make to not just the fan base and everybody's looking for signs that this administration's different, that we're going to see a team committed to winning, but what does it make in the way of a statement to the locker room, to the players on this team?
Well, I think, you know when you have a quality player, and when you have a quality player, you know, you want to see them, you know, stay on your team. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were going over about the 74 draft of the Browns and comparing it to the Steelers. You know, the Steelers went out and they got Swan, Stallworth, Lambert, and then you throw in Donnie Shell in free agency, and there you have the beginning of the Steel Curtain nucleus. By the same token, you know, we traded away for Bob Babbage a first and a second maybe, and we traded a second for Don Horn, who was a quarterback, and we traded a third for Gloucester Richardson. And you look at, you know, what they produced, and although Babbage and Don Horn were first-round draft picks, you know, we never got any bang for our dollar. With Alex Mack, you know you're going to get bang for your dollar because yep, you've seen him play.
You certainly have, and it's just a situation where, you know, you were getting the perception, at least it was kind of being put out there by who, all these anonymous people. You never heard Alex Mack say, I don't want to play in Cleveland, that he didn't want to play there. And then as soon as the deal was signed or the terms were coming out, it was he'd be happy and thrilled to play this thing out in Cleveland. What's your take on Alex Mack as a guy and whether he wants to be in Cleveland or not?
Oh, I think he wants to be in Cleveland. But, you know, I also think he wants to play on a winning football team. And I think he wants to play on a team that has stability. And, you know, over the course of his short career, there hasn't been a lot of stability. And I think, you know, now that they have the front office realigned, where, you know, the GM reports to Jimmy Haslam, the business side, Alex, you know, Schreiner, he reports to Jimmy, you've got it where, you know, it's going to be just you're going to have people accountable to one guy, and you don't have all the underlying things that are going on. And with that, the fact that they have 10 draft picks and they can upgrade, and I think if you look, you know, the way they've done in free agency, they've addressed potential needs where it gives them more flexibility in the draft. And I think that's, you know, very important, you know, looking, you know, at the beginning of next month, that you're going to have that ability to go out and take the best player, because some of those other gaps that you had holes at, you've kind of filled or patched.
Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Doug, don't think we got a chance to cover this with you, or if we did, it was only briefly, but the Browns' most recent free agent signing is Nate Burleson, a 32-year-old wide receiver. As you can see, the trend in free agency for this team is definitely going with that older guy, the late 20s, 30 or older players dominating the free agent pool that the Browns have brought to Berea. What's it say to you in terms of the win now mentality, but also that balance between having guys that are old enough and experienced enough to make an impact right away with a lower learning curve versus being too old?
Well, I think it, you know, puts a pretty high price tag on experience, and experience with people that have had success in the league, so you got a pretty good track record of what you're going to get. The other part is, you know, when you sit down and talk to a guy, you know, I think we were all very disappointed in Bess, you know, the way that turned out, and having, you know, heard, you know, reports he was, you know, going to be great in the locker room, and it turned out, you know, he just really didn't do anything in the locker room. You know, hopefully, you know, with the homework that they've done, they've got the right guy, because, you know, the wide receiver group is really a different group from any other group in the NFL. I mean, you get the divas there, and, you know, sometimes it's, you know, almost too much for the receivers coaching himself. And then to have a guy that, you know, has been around the block and has done right by the league and, you know, plays by the rules in regards to not getting in trouble, you know, I think that's very important. And I think the fact that, you know, instead of just going youth, you know, they bring in some guys that, you know, when you get into crunch time and, you know, people are second guessing or people are wondering, they can step up and say, because, you know, you lost a lot of that when you lost, you know, DeQuell, and the year before you lost Phil Dawson. Yeah, you know, Dansby and Whitner have been around, but they have not been around with this group of guys, and it's going to, you know, it takes a little bit of time to earn that respect and have everybody understand where you're coming from.
You know, today I got an opportunity to talk with Dante Whitner a little bit, and he talked about the fact that it is such a young team, and he was surprised at just how young it was. And now to kind of bring in those leaders, that's important, I think, for the team in general. And you talked about the wide receiver position, Doug, and I agree with you. To have a guy like Nate Burleson, who has played with Calvin Johnson, who has played with Randy Moss, he's someone whose statements are going to carry weight with the younger players, especially a guy like Josh Gordon, because he's been with the best. And Dante Whitner's played at a high level on a team that's won. It's important not to just have experience, but to have experience that has credibility with it.
Yeah, and I, you know, I go back to when the Browns came back and Kevin Johnson was wide receiver that they had, and I asked him one day, I said, did you ever go up and ask Dwight Clark about Jerry Rice, how he used to practice? And he goes, no, why? And I said, well, because he was the best that ever played, and if you ever wanted to get better, that might be a good place to go.
Sure.
And he goes, oh. And I asked him maybe a week or two later, I said, did you ever ask Dwight about it? No, I said, forget it. I mean, you know, there's just some guys you can, you know, by their attitude that they think that they've arrived, you know, where they really kind of scratched the surface, you know, and with Josh, I think it's very important for him to realize he just scratched the surface. You know, this guy sat out a year of football, and to come in his second year and put up numbers like that, you know, it's pretty startling.
Hey, Doug, Mike Patton sat down with Kevin Jones, our new staff writer, the other day, and one of the things he covered was talking about his approach to practice, that it's very heavy situational football, and he wants the emphasis on that and the urgency. He wants players always feeling like when they're on a field, practice field or game field, that they're in that critical moment. How much of that can you bring to practice and it have an impact and effect on preparation for a season and preparation for games?
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, well, you know, with the way the league or the union has gotten the new contract and the number of practices that you have, you've got to get the most bang for your dollar in a practice. And the best way to do it is make it, you know, game-like situations. I totally agree with Mike. I think that's important. I mean, guys just don't want to go be out there just doing drills and doing things to eat up the time, the practice time. They want something that's going to make them better. And, you know, game situation, so when it happens in the game, you're ready to go. I think that's, you know, very important. So, it's hats off to, you know, Mike for, you know, obviously being in the league and understanding the need to get quality practice time.
One last question for me, Doug. Brian Hoyer, I've heard from numerous players, has been a very vocal leader here this first week, really organizing things, getting the guys together, taking very much a leadership role. I think that's pretty impressive, and I think it's a good sign, even if he is going to be competing to be the quarterback for this team, that it, right now, as the guy, he is stepping up and assuming that role. What do you think about Brian Hoyer?
Well, I think we ought to get Tom Brady's address and send him a thank you, because he learned from one of the best. And I think, you know, Tom Brady is that way. And when, you know, we've talked about, you know, Josh Gordon being exposed to Nate Bertelsen, you know, Brian Hoyer, you know, was very fortunate that he was exposed to Tom Brady, and he learned how a true leader does it. And, you know, that's the, you know, thing, because if you can get chemistry with the talent that you have, then you can really expedite the process of, you know, becoming a better football team.
Doug, appreciate it. We thank you for the knowledge, the breakdown, and we'll talk again soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Always wonderful to hear his thoughts on various Browns and NFL topics. We're going to keep this thing rolling. We are going to get you more national perspective today. Don Banks will join us in about 10 minutes or so from Sports Illustrated. We're going to play a little Fact or Fiction at 2:15. Going to have some sound with Nathan's conversation recently earlier this week with Josh Gordon. All of that is coming up on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.